My body doesn't even work. I was born without a sense of smell. Do you know what stinks about not smelling? Nothing. It all smells the same. Or doesn't. People ask me weird questions all the time. They're like, what's it smell like not to smell? Like, just take a whiff. What's it smell like? I'm just like, disappointment? Thank you. People try to say encouraging things. They're like, hey man, at least you weren't born blind. I wish. Let's get this out of the way. Blind people are wonderful, but they are the divas of the handicapped community, and I'll tell you why. They get everything. You know what you can do when you're a blind person? You can walk anywhere you want with a walking stick and sunglasses and look cool. You know what you can do when you're a blind person? You can read Braille. You can say Braille too, apparently. You have your own language if you're a blind person. Also, pretty important, you get a seeing eye dog. Where's my smelling nose dog? Back home in Covington, I got some milk. I don't know how old it is. It's pretty bad. Is it good? I don't know. Give me a retired canine unit to check it out. Smelling nose dog. Make that a thing. Most embarrassing thing, you know you can call someone blind. That one syllable word that lets the whole rest of the world like kind of like, I'm sorry. Like, is it too much for me to ask for one of those? Do you know what you call someone who can't smell? Sad, pathetic, lonely? No. The word is anosmia. But when I tell you I have anosmia, you're like, you're not sorry that I have anosmia and I can't smell. You're sorry I had to look that up before coming to tell you. I had to do a Google search. So like to make people feel more sorry for me, I was like, I'm just gonna change the word. I'm gonna say I'm anosmic instead, right? And then they're like, that sounds like an eating disorder. Is that the eating disorder where you eat too much but never throw up because you look like you have that one? 40%. It's okay. When I was a very small child going into school for the first time, my dad sat me down and he said, now Drew, whatever you do, don't tell the kids at school you can't smell. Because if you do, when you're not looking, they're gonna fill your backpack with poop. I don't know what your nightmares were as a child. Mine was that there was some child my age lurking the hallways with a secret stash of poop. Don't know where he got this poop, maybe he grew it at home. And like, when I'm not looking, he's gonna fill up my locker, and then I'd open my locker and cascading crap would kill me. Be the crappiest way to die, am I right? I'd try to get up, but my life would be too down in the dumps. Can we do one more? I'd work really hard at it, but I'd just be too pooped to get anywhere. It's all about taking the things you're insecure about and turning them into something good. Like if God was like, you know, it'll be fun only giving you 4 senses. Work with it. So in school, I had a game that I was undefeated at. It's called Who Can Keep Their Head in the Trash Can the Longest? Doubled lunch money every day. And then the kids would go away crying and be like, smell you later. Then I realized I wouldn't. Glad you guys laugh at my disability. That's why I have it. One time I was doing this show, a really sketchy dive bar, and this guy in the back of the room had no legs, and he did not like my act. At one point, I'm telling the smell jokes, or lack thereof, and he was like, it's a good thing you can't smell, because your act stinks. Yeah, thank you. I was like, listen, buddy, walk a mile in my shoes before you... So now I can't perform at retirement homes, is what I'm saying.